A few days ago, Netflix released a documentary detailing the rise and journey of four social media stars. The film showcases, from the perspective of the stars themselves, the ups and downs of being a social star in the modern age. Now, what attracted me to this film was the idea that a conversation could be had and led by those that have achieved the fame and attention that so many people nowadays are craving on the internet. In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we are going to be looking at the film, like we always do, and talking about some of the things that can be taken away from it. Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to. Welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not a show or a documentary or whatever it is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. You're welcome. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync, a Black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for Black people in America through education, a culture shift, and economics. You can check them out at www.pactsinc.org. That's pactsinc.org. Leave a review, leave a comment, go to the lessons, the learning center, click on the tabs, learn something, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend, take a document, do whatever you can, become a member volunteer, do whatever you can to help them, because they're doing whatever they can to help you, as always, and as I always say. Yes, I butchered it. I butchered it good. And you're going to like it, because I ain't going to get it right every time. I don't care what you think about it, as long as you think good stuff about it. So first things first, this is one of those personal perspective documentaries. It's not really a critical look at anything in the way that it's been built by a lot of people in a lot of outlets. It showcases some of the craziness of the digital age, but it showcases it through the narrow lens of four people. And these are the four people that it's highlighting. And that's the theme of the documentary. It showcases various interesting points of discussion, but those points are being framed narrowly through the lens of four people that have achieved the level of success in their attention seeking that's seldom realized, even in the age of internet celebrities being created at an astonishing rate. Now, the film follows Paris Hilton, and then I'm going to butcher the rest of their names. So we got Paris Hilton, we got Josh Otravetsky, we got Brittany Ferland, and we got Kirill Butchki. And these guys, everybody knows who Paris Hilton is. Josh Otravetsky, or whatever his name is, he goes by the Fat Jew, and he's basically a troll, a professional troll that does silly things. Brittany Ferland is one of the original Vine stars. She actually put a lot of the guys that we know nowadays on, like King Bach and some of these other people, Batch. Some of these other people, she's known for her characterizations and things of that nature, what she was until this new age of social media came about and she started getting hit as being a racist and all of these other things. She's fallen from grace, and apparently she currently dates Tommy Lee Jones, who is 20 years her senior, but whatever the case, if you care about that sort of thing. Then you had Kirill Butchki, who he actually goes by the Slut Whisperer. He's a kid, or not even a kid anymore, because he's in his mid-30s, but he's basically famous for exploiting the lowest common denominators at his party. So he goes to parties and he basically pours wine on people's faces and puts girls' heads in the toilet. And he's basically, he said himself, he's a lovable asshole. So he goes to these parties, he mistreats people, and they love it. He's also, you know, I guess pretty decent in photography. He's taken a lot of well-documented and highly publicized pictures of hip hop stars and other artists and comedians and other celebrities and things of that nature. So That's the four people that they're highlighting. Now, they speak about their journey. They talk about their fans, loneliness, lifestyle. They speak a bit about some of their challenges and how they view themselves at various points in their journey or how they view themselves. And the documentary does do a pretty good job of conveying that the highs at various points in their journey. And it does a pretty good job of transitioning the tone and the theme of the documentary to the lows when they get to those areas of their journeys. So if you like listening to people talk about their lives and you are into that celebrity socialite lifestyle, then this film will probably be something that you will enjoy immensely. But if you're looking to learn something or if you're into more thought-provoking critical analysis, then you're going to want to skip over this one as it offers virtually nothing in those regards. This documentary offers commentary on several subjects. You know, you could talk about loneliness, you could talk about ego, you could talk about fake relationships, false love. Paris Hilton has this interesting thing with her followers. They call themselves the Little Hiltons, and they call her mom. You can go wherever you want to go with that. It talks about instant gratification, appealing to the lowest common denominator. It talks about paid organic posts. They pay these guys upwards of $1 million for one post to reach their fan base, and they call that organic. Interesting. They spent about three or four lines on that, all of a total of about 5 seconds, but it's in there. The ignorance of youth is something that they don't talk about directly, but it is something that's in there because a lot of these people, they have this sort of, like most young people do, and it's naive and silly for a lot of older people to listen to. And this is how I know that I'm getting old, because when I listen to it, I feel the same way that older people used to feel when they listen to me. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You don't know shit. Because everyone has a way of morally centering what they're doing, whether it's appropriate or not. And they all have a way of creating a philosophical argument that justifies or makes what they're doing okay. And a lot of that is largely centered around the me idea, the idea of I'm happy with it, I'm okay, so why aren't you okay? You know, or it's not affecting anybody, or we're all like this. Or, you know, you have a lot of those ideas, and a lot of those narratives are brought up, especially with regards to some of the more silly things that are being presented. So it talked a little bit as well about what happens when the internet turns on you. But it didn't go into a lot of depth in that area as well. You know, all of these guys have gone through things where they say they realized that they didn't have real fans and they didn't have real friends and they had never experienced real love. But it almost feels like at that moment where there's an opportunity for them to extrapolate and make some sort of larger argument about false connections in the digital age, they restrict it to these four people and their experiences and almost points directly at them as saying they're not having success, which allows some deluded young person to believe that, well, that's their life, that won't be my life. So it talks about, you know, it hints at kids getting famous without understanding the long-term ramifications of their fame seeking. It hints at that. It doesn't really dig into it like it does with all these topics. Intentional fake news was something that it probably dug deeper into in the 30 seconds it spent on it than anything else, where you had the fat Jew talking about how he just creates stories that he knows are lies, and then calls up friends that he has at credible news outlets and will get someone to run the story just to see what happens when the story gets out. So, and that is also a mention on the lack of journalism prevalent in today's society. So you have all of these things rolled up together, you know, and I will say this, because the Fat Jew also has created this product that was born out of this fake shortage of rosé. He created something called White Girl Rosé. And it's a rosé that he's selling. Apparently, it's doing very well. It's the number one rosé in the country, as per him in the documentary. I haven't looked that up to see if it's true or not. But he says he created it because you need something, because he understood that his 15 minutes of fame were only going to last so long, and eventually he would need something to fall back on. So he created this White Girl Rosé, and the image was, you know, these white girls in the Hamptons, this is going to be their drink of choice, because nobody can identify a specific type of upper class rosé. So he wanted to fill that spot. So I found it interesting, with all of the pictures of black people drinking a product called White Girl Rosé. Now, you can say I'm being however I'm being, especially when one of those people was Oprah. But that's just interesting to me on a number of levels. And that's a whole nother conversation in and of itself. So the list I just gave is a list of all of the various different interesting and critical conversations that are available to be had. But in this documentary, all of it is so narrowly defined that it's hard to say that it offers any meaningful way for us, especially in a black community, to have the conversations that need to be had about the current digital age and relationships and the way we connect with each other. So in that, there are some takeaways from this, but they're so hard to take away purely using the information given in the documentary that it's hard to say that there's any meaningful takeaway without adding something else to it. And for me, and the types of documentaries I like, that's almost a violation of a cardinal sin. But here it is. So overall, I gave this documentary 2 stars. Now, that comes with a caveat that most of the reason for that is because of the false billing it has been receiving, in my opinion, and my dislike for documentaries of this type. But even with absent of all of that, I still couldn't give this thing anything more than 3.5 stars. The documentary presents excellent potential and shallow execution. A few experts, psychologists, sociologists, older socialites from different eras to give alternative and more mature perspectives, though it did have one guy doing that briefly at various points. Digital experts, computer science people, any number of things could have been done to add to the perspective of this film and enhance the conversations to be had. Even from the business standpoint, the film spent all of 45 seconds talking about the financial components of the life of social media celebrities. And in a film that is more than 90 minutes long. So overall, in my opinion, it just lacked way too much depth for me to say that it's worth anybody's time. And here on this show, you know, we waste our time so that you don't have to. But this documentary falls in the realm of those documentaries where I'm a little upset that I wasted my time. But it is what it is. So I'm not going to waste your time any longer with this. The documentary was 90 minutes long. It's available on Netflix. It's called The American Meme. And you should avoid it, because you can have all of the conversations that this documentary would create without the documentary being present. And the documentary doesn't add anything to the conversation, nor does it teach you anything worth learning. The most valuable thing I learned was that Tommy Lee Jones is still alive. That's it. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Is it Tommy Jones? Tommy Lee Jones? I don't know. Whoever the dude is that was having sex with Pamela Anderson. So there you go. I'll see you next one.
Lessons from the screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trap, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents the Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to see a notification saying hi. So you should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, we appreciate you. We will see you next week. This is the Freedom Train Network Presents Lessons from the Screen.